Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Rusty, and believe it or not, Bill the Engineer. We actually have an engineer as part of the World of Boating crew today. Bill, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm looking at everything here, which seems as though it has not been engineered in a bit.
You know, don't worry about it because nothing's working. Nothing's working correctly.
It looks like absolutely nothing is working, and there's an expression which is sometimes used
to describe
kind of what I see here. This is jerry rigged. This is a series of patches on top of patches on top of hastily thrown together repairs.
Yeah, just rip off the scab. You're here. You can fix it in no time.
I will say it's your fault.
Right, it is.
Well, I feel as though I did not do enough preventative maintenance.
You've been neglecting your duties.
You just disappeared on us, you know? Yeah. It's like 5 years later you show up and, you know.
What do you expect to see? Stuff working?
You know, you make a good point.
Yeah.
You make a strong argument.
Be happy we're above water.
You know what? I'm not even sure how that's possible.
Yeah, well, we've been questioning that for the last few months as well.
Ah, goodness gracious.
But it is good to have you here.
It is always a pleasure.
You complete us.
That's what I wanted to, I wanted to hear from you.
So
I complete you.
And just awesome. In the nick of time, too, because Captain Patrick is not here this week.
No, now we have no one that knows what the hell's going on.
Oh, no, we have Captain Rusty. And Patrick's out
surfing.
Which side
of this argument are you on?
I'm just picking one, and then I just go for it. But Patrick's out surfing today.
You know, he likes that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Though.
So he's like, look, I'm going to go surfing.
It is nice to see Patrick do something that he enjoys, because everything about this is something which he should enjoy, which he does not.
Right. He's on vacation from the World of Boating. And that's what he's doing. So we'll have
to find
out.
And he's on vacation from boating.
He is.
But still out on the water.
Well, yes. He is connected to the water.
But fortunately, we have someone with us who never has a vacation from boating.
Never.
Whether it's, you know, Florida by water, whether it's Jacksonville Marine, whether I'm assuming you are the president of the Doctors Lake Homeowners Association or some nonsense like that.
I'm creating one.
Pretty close.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has everything dried out from the hurricane yet?
It has. We're good. I mean, all the water's down. Everything's back to normal. And honestly, I never thought I'd say this, but, you know, the marina side, the boat business has slowed down, which I was hoping for, at least for a month or so, because it's been wide open since last year. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's been an incredible
year.
Yay,
no business.
I know, right? I know it sounds odd, but now is the time we got a lot of people going to training. This time of the year to do that.
Nothing, and here's a great boat analogy. You simply cannot go full throttle all the time and expect things to keep working.
Right.
Fortunately, I know that this particular program operates always at about half idle. So True. It's not like we're expecting a lot out of the engine room.
We don't even know if we're going in the right direction. We just know that we're going.
You know that you're going. Yeah. You're trying to avoid the shoals, but what are the chances? Rusty?
Right. Very few chances. Yeah. Very few.
At least in a couple instances, so that we know of.
Goodness gracious.
But look, you know, everybody needs a little downtime. Even Captain Patrick needed a break. But you're getting a little bit of a lull, but just because the marina business is down, that doesn't mean Jacksonville Marine is cranking, which I believe it still is. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I got people in, as far as Jacksonville Marine, we got people in classes, going to school, delivering boats still, ordering boats, picking up our new boats. We had four boats, you know, for our 2018. So those are coming in. And we're taking a lot of reservations because, believe it or not, a lot of people like to rent boats the weekend after Thanksgiving, Black Friday and Saturday. So
just being out in the water, enjoying the bejesus out of themselves.
Are you running a Black Friday special, by the way?
We will charge more, if anything. You know, we're keeping you out
show
of the malls
early.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're
going to
fleece you Friday. Fleece you Friday. How about that?
Camp out early. We'll charge you $50 and we'll call it even.
Exactly. Right. It's good times. So basically, that's where we're going to, you know, what we're focused on right now. But besides that, and you guys have been, you know, since Florida by Water started, right? We've been on the show. And then that was all I had to do was Florida by Water and talk about stuff. Talk about boating, not actually do a lot of boating. And I started the Christmas boat parade list.
Right.
And, you know, with about 20 berets. Now it's like, I don't know, maybe 100. And this has, like, become overwhelming. I swear, it's like right now, that's why I'm sitting here on the radio. I'm sitting here looking up dates for boat parades.
Yeah.
It doesn't end. And every year, and now people actually depend on it. If it's wrong, they'll email me and say, I went, it wasn't there then, you know, your dates are wrong, or here's a correction here. It's like a nonstop thing until the holidays are over now.
Yes, yes, you suck. Merry Christmas.
I know, right? It's, you're going, oh my God, people, just look it up. I put the link. Look it up yourself.
When's the earliest one, though? Do they start already?
Yeah.
I mean, because I know that there's some tree lighting things that are going on this weekend.
Have you been into the store, Bill?
No, I don't go
anywhere.
All
the Christmas stuff is already out, of course.
I don't go anywhere.
It goes in right after Thanksgiving, or I mean,
Halloween.
Well,
I understand that, but I wasn't sure if the boat parade started in November or not.
When we started, when it started, there were two that were actually in November. One in Orlando, that little lake with the swan in it.
Yeah, Lake Nona, right? Isn't it Lake Nona?
Oh, I thought it was Ivanhoe.
Ivanhoe, that was it.
The one which I don't even know if they're going to do anything at it this year because of the construction on I-4, because it's the one that's on either side of I-4,
right north of downtown. Let's defer to Captain Rusty, who's been monitoring this process.
Oh, that's not even fair. That's not even fair to ask. Rusty's got 100 freaking boat parades. How is he supposed to have one at the top of his, off the top of his head?
Well, that one, I always look for because it was the first one, and a few years back, they stopped doing that one. And I heard the last one was kind of a disaster of people drinking and stuff, and it got a little out of hand. And then we had the second one was always the Jacksonville Boat Parade, which was the weekend after Thanksgiving. And 2 years ago, the Gator Bowl Association pretty much took over the parade and moved it to Gator Bowl weekend, which is New Year's Eve weekend. And so now all the parades are starting December 2nd this year.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I think it's good to not have them in November. I agree with that, except for that,
if it's the weekend after Thanksgiving, I can get that. I can feel a boat parade the weekend after Thanksgiving. I can feel that. You know, up there on Doctor's Lake, they're out there. People are out renting their boats, avoiding Black Friday on Fridays. And then that Friday night or that Saturday night, you have a boat parade, and everybody just gets hammered and drives their boats into the marina.
Good times.
I know, right? And Jacksonville, and all these little towns are so unique because Jacksonville has four boat parades. There's the downtown one. There's the one at Whitey's, which is always fun. The Julington Creek, which is kind of across the river from us, and then Palm Valley. So, you know, and then right around you also have St. Augustine and Fernandina. You can see a boat parade somewhere in December without having to really go far at all.
Okay. And so the entire list is at floridabywater.com.
It is, and it's being updated as we speak. You know, if you just hang on there and wait till I hit save, and then it will update again. So
it's really... So it's a constant work in progress, and if you have these boat parades, make sure you get them into floridabywater.com. And if you find a discrepancy, let Rusty know.
right afterwards. Don't tell him ahead of time, because that's really not as much fun.
That's true.
Forcing him to issue a correction.
That's true. And you know, I would like to go to the Fort Lauderdale Boat Parade. I will say that. I've never been.
You've never been.
I haven't.
Which is funny because...
I've been several times.
Well, and you and I have been in it.
Yeah.
We have been amongst it. And I don't know if I enjoy it more going to it or being in it, but I think it's worth being in a boat parade at least once.
And Bill, for the record, I believe the statute of limitations has expired. We're allowed
back
now.
I'm not taking that chance. I got my name.
It's been a while.
My picture. I can't even go to the post office down there in Fort Lauderdale. Thank you for that.
Who is the Grand Marshal this year? Do you know what the theme is for the Fort Lauderdale Winterfest Boat Parade?
I do not know.
You don't know.
I should.
Yeah, you should. But you really right now, let me down there, Rusty.
But right now, I'm just trying to see when Newport Richie's boat parade is, which is December 2nd. So that's where I'm at.
Why so special? Oh, that just said where you
that's
are.
That's where I am
list.
At the moment. That, right now. That I am at Newport Richie at this moment.
All right. Well, I would imagine that will be a massive one.
Yeah, it will, won't it? Both boats are going to be there this year. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, boy. All right.
And, you know, that really is a thing, because all of them have a little different character to them. All of them have a little different flavor. And you got to figure that the Newport Richie one as something that's special and near and dear to the heart of at least that one guy.
Oh, no. It's much bigger than that. Let's give him credit and avoid the hate mail.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Guys, we have a situation. I broke the bathroom.
How the heck did you manage to do that?
We ran out of teepee, so I had to use my shirt.
Ew.
Well, long story short, turns out that pipes on the boat are not PVT compatible.
It can handle tidal waves that the stories talk about. And it can weather any storm. Come aboard, we're going out.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Captain Rusty and even Bill the Engineer rounding out the crew this week as we navigate the latest boating news and information. And this week we got to talk a little bit about the boat, Christmas boat parades that are about to launch. And for the record, the Winterfest Boat Parade, Rusty, you looked it up. The theme is what now?
The theme is Broadway. Broadway on parade.
Ah, jazz hands, everyone. Okay.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square.
You just extended that statute of limitations.
Tell
at least
at 42nd Street that I will soon
I was
be
actually
there.
Just up there at Broadway last week.
Yes.
So
yes, you were watching the View?
No. Today, Wendy Williams? Megyn Kelly.
Was it
today,
Wendy Williams? What was it?
No, I was on the Megyn Kelly show.
All right.
Did you see that on Facebook, Bill?
I did see it on
Facebook. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Me and Megyn.
I didn't see any pictures
close personal
of you
friends.
With Megyn. I saw pictures of you with her logo. That's
me
what I saw.
And Megyn
I saw
Kelly.
Pictures of you with the background, and I saw a security guard, and he seemed burly.
No, me and Megyn Kelly are close personal friends. She looked at me once.
There it is.
Yeah.
And then looked. Is it Burl Ives? No.
Mm.
I thought he was
but
dead.
But yeah, I was on the show. I smack dab in the middle of the audience there.
Nice.
And on TV.
Nice.
A big TV
star. Did you
star.
Learn anything? Did you come away with any knowledge that you had previously not had?
Don't no. be Harvey Weinstein.
Okay, that's probably wise.
Yeah, that's
probably wise.
And somebody did mistaken me for her second guest, which who made some derogatory comments about the press secretary for President Trump and the Fox News girls.
Okay.
Because he had kind of the same handsome look that I do.
Okay.
And so a lot of people saw that on Facebook.
Was it Burl Ives?
Thought, hey, you're on Megyn Kelly. That was you? Oh, my God. She totally crucified you on TV.
Yeah. I don't think
like,
that's
That
true.
Wasn't me.
No.
I was just in the audience. But okay. We're close personal friends now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see,
anyway, I did catch a couple Broadway shows as well.
Yes. What
so
did you see?
I saw School of Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. The guy who plays that role does a dead-on Jack Black, by the way.
Nice.
Pretty impressive just to watch him impersonate Jack Black. I didn't know he was going to do that, but he is dead-on, had all the mannerisms. He looked at him, same weight, same stature, whole thing.
But it wasn't Jack Black.
It was not Jack Black, but it might as well have been.
Is it a musical or is it a play?
It's a musical.
I mean, it's a musical because they do numbers, right?
Yeah. And they have like, you know, 10, 15 kids in it. They're like 10 years old.
Nice.
And they all play their own instruments. Highly recommended.
Good.
Very, very good show. And then we saw this other one, Come From Away, I believe, something like that. And it's about these people that had to land on a island in Canada, Newfoundland, Canada, after 9/11, grounded all the airplanes. And
yes. Okay.
Yeah. You know the story. It's based
I do
on
know
a
the
true story.
Story. There was an airport in Newfoundland that took all of the transatlantic traffic.
Yeah.
Or not all of it, but I mean a big chunk of it because it couldn't go to any of the U.S. airports because everything was grounded.
Yeah. So,
this is a place which normally no one lands there.
Right.
It's not that normally they get a little bit of traffic. It is normally no one lands there, and the town folk had to. And they all came out and they said, all right, well, let's do what we can. And it's not like there was a rental car place where people could rent cars and drive home. There's a bunch of 747s landed at an airport.
And it's a crazy picture, too, if you've seen it. And I remember watching a documentary on it, and it was fascinating of how this town survived that. It was really cool.
Well, the play is a musical. It's a musical, and it was very entertaining.
Nice.
Very good.
That's nice
stuff. So I'd recommend both of those, by
awesome.
The way, if you go up to there. So, you know, I'm primed. I'm ready for the Winterfest Boat Parade.
Right.
You know, I got my Broadway stuff down.
Get
right
your
now.
James Cagney down?
No.
Hello. Well, hello.
I'm going to stick with Jack Black,
Dolly,
okay?
Dolly, yes, hello.
Nah,
Dolly,
let's just
it's
stop.
So great.
Okay. Yeah. You want to extend it even more than a year out? Okay, so anyway, now you can plan accordingly.
Next year's Florida, what's it called?
Winterfest Boat Parade?
Winterfest Boat Parade theme is Marcel Marceau.
Okay.
Then I can come back.
Maybe. You're still pushing it, I think. Who's the Grand Marshal, does it say?
It doesn't say.
It must be a Broadway star, as I would think.
When Pitbull was it, everybody knew it. You know, that was like big news.
Maybe it's Trey Parker.
I was down there when Flo Rida was the Grand Marshal.
That would be good.
No, it was terrible.
Really?
I was like, what the heck is this? Give me a break, man. No, nothing against him.
Maybe he's
a big guy. He beat my ass.
Maybe it's Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
From Book of Mormon.
From Book of Mormon, and of course, South Park.
Right. That would be pretty awesome.
I mean, it's
but usually
Broadway. It's a big deal.
Well, they usually pull someone from the local area. So Fort Lauderdale, you know, Miami resident. You know, like Pitbull, Flo Rida, they're all down there. But there's probably some Broadway people down there.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah. But I've been to Broadway. I could go down there and help them out.
Chenoweth.
Maybe. Yeah.
Isn't Chenoweth Floridian?
It could be.
I think she is.
Anyway, it is a cool event.
Yes.
And Rusty, if you've never done it, maybe you need to go down there and participate.
I do. And, one of the things is I've learned recently from going to Fort Lauderdale a good bit in Miami is you can fly from Jacksonville. And I know it's not that far, but you can actually fly from Jacksonville and back for like $120 round trip. So,
really?
It's and take Uber over to the hotel. It takes an hour to get there. So it's really a I mean, I would do that anytime. I should do it just for the boat parade this year.
Are you talking about Miami or Fort Lauderdale?
Fort Lauderdale. Okay. Miami's a lot more expensive.
Well,
Fort Lauderdale.
Say.
JetBlue back and forth, man.
That's
back
a good,
and forth.
Good deal. Yeah, the parade is very close to the Fort Lauderdale International Airport. The track goes not far from there, so you could easily do that.
That'd be
and,
fun.
And parking is terrible, so the easier
that's a good
you
point.
Can get
yeah, really,
a
the best
spot.
Way the best way to get a viewing spot if you don't live in Fort Lauderdale is to be on a boat.
Correct.
Really, that is a boat parade, which either you have to be able to walk to the boat parade or you need to be on a boat.
That's right. The boaters, I don't know, their value go up substantially.
But you can watch
it. At the Winterfest Boat Parade.
You can watch it from, because it's the intercoastal, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's the intercoastal, mm-hmm. So you can watch it from a boat, which is normally moored on the intercoastal or just off of it on one of those. You can just go out and sit in the backyard of those folks, and I'm sure there's plenty of people that just aren't going to be home. We can just go to their backyards.
That's yeah. true.
You can do that, sure.
Yeah.
But when you're
is
on
Rush,
the boat...
Is Rush going to be home?
Yeah, go check. What about Buffett? Doesn't he have a place down there?
Everybody's got one.
But yeah, you
Harvey
know...
Harvey Weinstein's place is probably going to be open.
Mm. If you're on the boat... Though it is kind of cool, because remember when we were on it, we were playing music, and most of the
absolutely.
Boats have their own sound system going, and it reflects off all the intercoastal buildings and reflects back. It's pretty
We call that
wild.
Echoing in sound.
Regula! They didn't like it when I threw that in the mix. And what does that have to do with Christmas? I was like, come on, have some fun.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Captain Rusty and Bill the Engineer rounding out the crew today. So, Bill.
Earlier in the show, Rusty was talking about the fact that things have slowed down at the marina. There's less activity going on at the marina.
Hmm.
So, is this a seasonal thing? Is this the time of year where it just gets a little bit quieter? I mean, you live in... practically Georgia, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We live in Florida weather. Down here, but you get some colder weather. Is there a winter slowdown at the marina?
There's definitely a slowdown, and it'll slow down. Like the boat parades will carry it for, maybe around December, but then it will slow down until probably mid-February. January is really slow. For rentals, we'll have like one. For the whole month.
Yeah.
So,
I'm coming up.
Yeah.
I'm coming up.
We'll give you some deals during that time.
I'll tell you what, I love going out there, and I don't think it would be, terrible, right?
The wind
temperature is going to be in the 40s, maybe.
But 50s. The winds can pick up a little bit, so you just got to watch the weather.
But it's no matter what. So you wear a jacket.
Yeah, you could have a great day.
A
you could have a bad day. It's just kind of, you got to watch the weather, right, Rusty?
Yeah, as long as that wind's whipping, and this is the thing that I think that's interesting is because water temperature has a big effect on the way you feel when you're on the boat. So let's say even in April, March or April, when it's like nice outside and warm, the water temperature is still cool. So driving in the boat, you tend to get a little colder than normal.
Gotcha.
Where this time of the year, when it's even colder outside, the water temperature is going to be warmer. And so you won't be as cold. So I think, to me, November, December, excellent time to go boating. In January, we can have just some gorgeous days that, mm-hmm. You're not sweating. You're not out there about to die. It's just really, really pleasant.
Yeah, you just got to time it right. You got to watch the weather. I mean, it's like that through the entire Caribbean,
Right.
So,
But I think the weather tends to be nicer in Florida in December, January. Just nice. Like, it's not going to rain in the afternoon like you get during the summertime.
Right.
It's just good
weather.
Well, yeah, you're not melting like in August and, you know, July.
That's awesome.
Probably most of September, too.
Head up to Doctor's Lake this January.
At least, yeah. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Great. It's so good to see y'all.
Likewise.
Welcome to Hilton Head Island. It's Woo! Absolutely beautiful. It's so amazing. And so I figured what better way to see the island than on a boat.
Yes, that's the best way to see an island is from a boat or Christmas light boat parade, whatever the case may be. It, you know, life is better on a boat. We know that. But that's why we do the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Rusty, and Bill, the engineer, today's crew.
Now, Rusty,
it's a good crew. Yes,
it is a good crew. You know,
it's much more. You know, there is kind of like a holiday vibe in the air.
There is a holiday vibe, but you know, I think Patrick brings something to the holidays that we're missing today, and that's the humbug.
Exactly.
There's no humbug today.
Scrooge element is missing,
and you know, I think that rounds it out. It's the yin and the yang. You have to have it all, or you don't have the whole picture. Rusty, I know 2018's coming. Those new model boats are coming out to Jacksonville Marine up there on Doctor's Lake.
They are.
And I know you've gone out. You've been seeing all the new things that all of the boat manufacturers have to offer, even the ones you don't carry up there at Jacksonville Marine. What sort of thing are you seeing that you found interesting, that you see coming, that is new, that is interesting, that appeals to you, the entire possible marketplace, which is Rusty Gardner?
And that's what you were doing at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show.
I was because I like to see what other people are doing, and I think, and here's something that's different. I mean, I haven't heard anybody talk about it, but it is different. So we've seen the progression of center console boats becoming more family-friendly boats, right? So it's got the fishing stuff for the guy, but they're making them with really high-end recliners and stuff in the front. But the thing that's different this year that I'm starting to see more and more of is they're putting – it's like a front bimini or a front shade that will actually attach to the T-top and go over the front of the boat to give the passenger shade in the front, which you normally wouldn't see that on this type of boat. But
actually, you know,
my buddy
Walt DeMartini calls that a convertible stabbing cabin.
That sounds exactly like the sort of thing Walt DeMartini would say, based on the time that I've been familiar with Walt over the last 18 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So Rusty.
Yes. I mean, can you picture what I'm talking about?
I picture what you're saying, but that can't be up when the boat's underway, right?
No, it's not.
I was going to say that.
Well,
this
can be, but it shouldn't be.
Okay.
It's not like a bimini that will fold out. It's more like it will have a connector that will connect to the T-top. You'll put up two poles in the front, and it'll connect to those and just provide some sort of shade. I've seen it. Of course, Chris Crafts have it. Scouts had a huge boat there that had it. And so, you know, you're seeing it more and more on these center console boats it's a classy look to it. You know, it's not like the bimini, but it's more like these.
Are you saying a bimini's not classy?
Yeah, no, not really. You know,
really?
I mean, they're functional. They're just not as classy as, like, if you had an outdoor barbecue on your porch and you had those little, you know, triangle shape sunshades. That's what this kind of looks like.
So it's not totally enclosed, so
no.
People could
and
still
it doesn't
see
come
it
down to the deck.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, that
because
not...
at first I thought it was going to come down to the deck.
Yeah, I did too. So it would not be a good stabbing cabin portable option. I don't think.
No, it would be, you know,
unless you're an exhibitionist.
Exactly. You know, depends on
Walt
your preferences.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Goes back to Captain Walt. True. Yeah.
Let me make sure I'm picturing it correctly. It is triangular, or typically triangular.
Well, there's a point at the point of the boat there.
It will, and I've seen them different ways. It's not completely triangular, but it's not square. It's more of a shape.
Is it a rhombus?
Yeah, whatever that is, I'm sure that's what it is.
I don't know what a rhombus is.
Okay, so a rhombus is going to have four sides, and the top two will be parallel, then the two on the side will come towards each other like it's the middle or the bottom part of a triangle.
Okay.
If it went further up, it would become a triangle, but it doesn't have the top part.
Yes, that's it. It's a rhombus.
Okay. Mm.
So it makes a rhombus room.
Right. Yes. So it does, because this is what I'm imagining. I'm imagining you said a couple of poles, so I'm thinking it goes on in the gunnels on the side of the bow, not the very tip of the bow.
Right.
All right. So now I can picture that now, and I can see that would be nice. It would give you a little bit more shaded area at the front, so you could kind of sit up against the front console area with your back against the console and be forward. You know, you maybe have your legs in the sun, but your face is out of the sun.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's very nice, very classy looking, elegant. You know, and those you're just starting to see on more and more boats. So I think that's going to be more of a trend, especially as boaters are becoming more family oriented instead of just fishing boats. And you know, and I think it's hard to justify unless you're a really hardcore fisherman spending, you know, $150,000 or so for a fishing boat, when you can actually make the boat much more versatile and make it a family-friendly boat that can do both. So that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I think it seems like it's some smart thinking right there. Now, I am curious about one other part of your business model.
Okay.
Because I know you and I have talked business in the past, and this is the world of boating, and boating is a business. The only reason it exists is because someone's able to make a living selling boats. So it's not just the lifestyle of it. There's the business side to it, too. And you happen to be on that business side. Captain Patrick's on the business side. First Mate Greg and I are on the enjoying it on somebody else's dime side, which, you know, everyone wishes they were.
That's the best side to be on.
As I was going to say, that's a good side. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's my question. In the rental boat side, you are, I'm assuming, moving newer models into that rental fleet, but every boat's not brand new, right?
Right. Well, when we move them into the rental fleet, they are new.
Okay.
We buy a new boat, and we put it in the rental fleet. We keep it in there for about 2 or 3 years, then we sell it.
Okay. So you sell it as a used rental boat.
Right.
And then you're going to... So all of your boats in the rental fleet are going to be 2 or 3 years old, or 1, 2, or 3 years old. So either brand new or 2 or 3 years old, and none of them are going to be liveaboards.
That's correct. That's very true. Mm-hmm. Those are gone.
Have
now.
You missed those at all?
Not at all. I was walking out the dock with Braden, my grandson, the other day, and I'm going, and he's asking where the houseboats were. I'm going, you know, they died.
Literally.
It's over. So no, it's
but there's still
it's
glitter.
Really good.
There's still glitter on the dock. It's fine. It's still got another 2 or 3 years. The hurricane couldn't wash that out.
That's true. So no, I hadn't missed those at all.
Okay. So you like focusing on the marine sales at Jacksonville Marine and like fulfilling that boater dream for folks, whether they need one of these rhombus room attachments or not.
You know, and I do. I enjoy it. And the rentals, actually, I saw the other day, and that's the great thing about things like LinkedIn or Facebook. It reminds you how old you are when time passes. And it said something like my 7th anniversary for Boat Florida Rentals. And you're going, well, it doesn't seem that long ago that, you know, we started the boat rental business. And
okay, so wait a minute. Are you saying that feeling old is a good thing?
Yeah, well, we've been doing this now for a while.
Right.
You know, and it just seems like it hasn't been that long.
Time flies.
It does.
When you're having fun. Right. Or whatever it is the hell that we're doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Those are the two ways that time flies. Mm-hmm. The two different scenarios where it might be possible for time to fly.
Time wasted when you're not paying attention.
Yes.
Maybe something like that.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's an accomplishment any way that you look at it, because you made it. Yeah, you did it. You're still kicking. You're doing really well.
It's going good. Yeah. No complaints.
No, that
Wait. He's been complaining for the last 40 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah. I will complain about updating the boat project, but once it's done, I'll be actually very happy that I did it.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
I did learn a lesson this year, just on a side note, that I used to try to start in November doing this. I mean, not November, usually September, updating the boat project, because people are asking. That's ridiculous, because nobody knows when this is going to be. This time of year, I'm finding all the information I need when I'm researching it, because everybody knows their dates now.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So now you're getting it, what we call first call resolution in my business.
You know, that is I like that, first call resolution.
Yeah, you're going to call once, you're going to get it solved, and we're done. Moving on.
Wow, that's a concept.
Yeah.
You must work for Comcast.
Yes, I do work for Comcast. And our first call resolution is, no, you're not going to get your way. Sorry, bye.
Really?
And we consider this resolved, sir. Thank you very much. Please do not call us back.
And by the way, glad I'm not you. Have a nice day.
Well, imagine it could be worse. Oh, wait. I could be you.
Okay. Well,
let's move back to the world of boating.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
2018, we got, you know, some minor changes to some of the boats. You got this rhombus shaped covered space at the front of the boat, which I really think is a great idea. Is there something that you wish that you could see? Think about this now. When we come back, an idea which you think that you would like to see in a boat, which you haven't seen in a while. We'll be back with more of the world of boating. Don't go anywhere, please.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
You guys, where's Haley?
She is on a boat in the marina, putting you in her rear view mirror. Boats have those, don't they?
Come on down. My boat, baby, come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby, come on down, we'll sail away.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Rusty, and Bill, the engineer, rounding out the crew.
Thank you very much for the breakup rejoin. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Got it just for you.
Thank you. That's nice. Now, Rusty, before the break, and actually I commissioned everyone, I don't know if everyone listening, Steve, you're paying attention still? I commissioned everyone listening. Is there something that you'd like to see in a boat that you just haven't seen in a while, or that you haven't seen a refinement on, or that there's something? And if there is something like that, certainly send us an email here at the World of Boating. Check out World of Boating on Facebook. You can communicate with us there. Can they leave a message still? Do we still check that inbox?
Sure.
Yeah.
You can do that, or you just go, info@worldofboating.com.
Yeah.
Greg@worldofboating.com, Bill@worldofboating.com.
All of those are ways to let us know about something, and we can talk about it. We can find out about it. We can see if there's somebody working towards that.
Well, last week I put my thoughts out there because I came across a company that's looking to power boats with seawater. And, as you can imagine, Patrick was not a fan of my idea or of my story.
Which was?
That it could be done, because he didn't think it could be. But I saw a dive light.
Uh-huh.
One of the shows I went to, that it was powered literally by seawater, and their plan is to use that technology to actually power a cruise ship.
So, a cruise ship?
Yeah.
Wow. That scale, the scaling on that must be fantastic.
There's a lot of seawater.
And you can, and I'm sure it's related to getting the electricity out of the seawater.
I don't know.
The ions, and using
magic.
That to charge a battery, and then running the ship off of the battery power that's stored through moving seawater.
I don't know what it does. It's
that
magic.
It makes sense because it's not something you would think of, because normally you don't get to work on the scale that you would be able to work on when you have seawater.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the dive light.
Right.
And I was impressed. It was pretty cool how well it worked.
Now, Rusty, what is it that you, as you go out to these boat shows, there's got to be something in your mind. I don't know if it happens to you. It happens to me in the shower. My mind just wanders when I'm in the shower.
Whoa. Be careful where you go there, Bill.
And I start thinking about just stuff. And every once in a while, an idea will come into my head, and I'll have no place to write it down, so I'll write it in soap on the wall of the shower and then forget about it, and then days later, I'm trying to clean the shower, and I said, what the hell was this supposed to be? And
wait,
I can't
is
read
there
my
still,
handwriting.
Is it still up there?
Yeah, probably.
You're writing it in soap?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, you bar ivory, and you... No, you don't do that?
No.
Lava? You don't use lava in the shower?
No, Bill.
Get those... It's a good way to exfoliate. But, Rusty, is there anything that you think it would be great if we could see this on a boat?
Yeah, and this is something that's actually on larger boats that I wish they would bring to smaller boats. If you have a boat 30 or above, it's going to have a side dive door.
Okay.
And boats smaller, that's 20, 21, that they never have that. And I think it's such a great idea to have that side door so people aren't getting on and off around the engine. You know, they could probably work out the space, you know, a little bit better of having that happen. But it just seems like such a nice feature to have on the larger boats, and I don't know why they can't do it on a smaller boat. It seems relatively simple.
Boston Whaler made a special dive version of the Boston Whaler with that feature. You know, so the divers could get on and off the boat much easier.
To be fair, it wasn't a standard feature. They just came to your boat with a chainsaw because they just love doing that with the Boston Whalers.
That's right. They won't sink. But you're right. That seems like a pretty, convenient feature that wouldn't be hard to incorporate.
It does. And
I would think, though, that if you weren't a diver, you'd say, why the hell is there a door on the side of my boat?
Well, when you fall off, it's easier to get back on.
Have you not
seen that movie where they're on the yacht and all the people jump off and start swimming, and then they realize they forgot to leave the ladder down, and they all drown and get eaten by sharks and everything? You didn't see that movie?
No.
Based on real story, Bill.
That's a scary show. I saw that.
Yeah, that would be a bigger boat, though. I mean,
that was a tall boat. But it just seems like such a simple thing. The ladder kind of flips over, goes down, and it keeps everybody from hanging out around the motor on the boat. And because a lot of times when people are tubing or stuff like that, they're always just right there at the motor.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It seems simple, seems easy design, but if Captain Patrick was here, he'd tell me why that can't be done.
Right, exactly. It'll make the structure of the integrity of the vessel, it'll weaken it, and that's what he'll say. Channeling Captain Patrick. Wait, let me pop a vein. That's stupid! Okay, I think I got it.
I can actually come up with a way to overcome that problem all super easy.
How?
Well, I mean, if the problem is that it would weaken the structural integrity because now your boat, which is smaller, would not have the same not be able to conduct energy the same.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be able to conduct energy the same.
Right.
You do it with a railing, right? But I suppose fiberglass boats don't have railings. I mean, that provides structure. But they don't use railings to provide structural support because it's fiberglass that provides the support.
Yeah.
I'm still sure that it can be engineered.
Well, it can be done. Boston Whaler did it for their dive version.
You just have to wanna. You just have to have a big enough market for it, too. There needs to be enough people that think it's a good idea. Rusty, you need to lead a crusade. First, you wiped out those damn Bud Light boats at the Walmart.
This has to be your new crusade.
No, here's all you do. Just throw in a chainsaw with every boat sold that doesn't have one. And like, here, just take it right to the boat and cut your own.
That's
little...
only going to help with Boston Whalers, I think.
Well, it'll help with all of them, just more effectively with the Boston Whaler. And on that note, we'll end it till next time. Remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Avast there! Come back here, you barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.